L'ili nishmas rav kleinimis kamen ben rabbeinu eli melech. Sanhedrin berk beis mishnah aleph. Kohen gadol don v'dainer naso. Kohen gadol is allowed to sit with the Sanhedrin if he's fitting to. And we're not choshesh that the other people are just going to follow what he paskins. And we would don him in front of three unless it's dini nefashos, like we said in the previous mishnayos, that dini nefashos, he gets judged to based on a gadol in Yerushalayim. V'danenoso, so he judges others and we judge him too. Me'ed u'me'idenoso, he can testify as an aid and we can testify against him as well, for anything. Choletz v'choltzen le'ishto, he can do chalitza, he has to do chalitza to his dead brother's wife, that he died without children. V'choltzen le'ishto, and we do chalitza to his wife. Now the chalitza is allowed, he's not allowed to do yibum because the kohen gadol is aser to an almana as well, not just the grusha. But even though she would spit, that's part of the process, and we would think it's not derech kavod to a kohen gadol to allow his sister-in-law to spit by him. Nevertheless, it's mutter. We're going to see soon by a king, it's not. So he does chalitza to his brother's wife, umiyabmin es ishto. And if he dies, one is allowed to do yibum to his wife. And this is not a pagam in his kavod, like the Meiri learns. Also, we're going to see different by a king. Avohu eno miyabim, but he can't do yibum, mipneshu aser balmana, he's aser to an almana. Meis lo meis, if one of his relatives died, eni yotzer achar mita, he's not allowed to follow the bed directly, because we're afraid he's not allowed to touch it, become tame. So what do they do? Elehein nichsin vuhu nigla, hein niglin vuhu nichsa. They get covered up, meaning they go to a street, or a mavoi, vuhu nigla, and then he appears. Hey Niglin, they then appear, and then he gets Vuhunichsa, and he gets covered up. Meaning they should never be on the same street together. Anytime they're out of the distance, out of the street, that's where he enters or goes out or goes into the street. Where one of them is always disappearing from the other one. Whether it's the nation is disappearing from him and him disappearing from the nation as they go in and out of the streets. They shouldn't be together. V'yotzi imahen ad Pesach ha'ir. And this is done. He goes out with them until they get to the opening of the city, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because now, once you're out of the city, there's no more mavoi that people can go. There's no more streets and alleyways that they can keep doing this. Therefore, you can't go any further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eini Yotze Min HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, none of this happens. He shouldn't be leaving the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze. At all. Rabbi Meir learns, Min HaMikdash means from his Kiddusha, not from the physical Mikdash. And as long as you have in the city where there are different mavos, there's a heker, everybody will know that he shouldn't come to touch it. That suffices. However, the Rav says here, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. U'kishehu menachim acherim, when he goes and comforts somebody else, derech kolam oivim b'zeh achar zeh, the whole nation would be passing by one after the other, v'hamemuna mematzo beino levein ha'am. And the skan kohen gadol, that if something would happen to him, would take his place, he would stand between him and the nation. In other words, he would make the kohen gadol mematzo, he would make him on the middle. So you'd have the skan kohen would be all the way on the right, the kohen gadol would be in the middle, and the rest of the nation would be lined up on the left side. In other words, this is done differently than the way it's done now, where now you have the avil walk between a line of people. Back then, they used to have the line of people walk next to the avil. And when that would happen, if the kohen gadol would be menachem somebody after the kfura, the kohen gadol would be standing on the side of the people, and next to him would be, like we said, the skan kohen gadol. And this happens, by the way, the Rav points out that even though we're very careful when it comes to one of his own relatives, that he's like not in the same area and he's always hidden and they're hidden from him while they're in the same city, when it comes to a different mace that's not his relative, we're not concerned. He's not going to want to touch the body since it's not a karuv. So therefore, we can have this where he's much more close to the procession. So he's on a different line. As we said, he's on a different line than the rest of the nation. He's not on the same line as them. U'kishu misnachim miachem, and when he's getting the chama from other people, kolam armim lo, everybody would say to him, anu kaparascha. They would say to him, we should be your kapara, and they say that whatever should have come to you should come to us in the future. V'u'omer lahen tisparchum in ha'shamayim, and he daven, and he says to them that they should have bracha from shamayim, that nothing should happen to them. U'kishu mavrinos, and when they give him the suda savara, after he comes back, after his relative is buried, he's not allowed to make his first suda. People have to give it to him. The whole nation, derech kavod, would be sitting on the ground, and he sits on a little stool.